Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And football fans, DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time for Ross Tucker and Tucker's Tape. Ross, how you doing today?
I am doing fantastic, Jim. Always good to talk with you, buddy, and ready to dive into this stuff.
Okay. You and I have been talking for weeks about going into the players who have had to make decisions whether to stick around for another season or move on to their pro career. And I want to start with this, Ross. I want to start with the general question. You've often talked about players should probably make the leap if they're going to be picked in the first couple rounds. I want to kind of turn the question around. Do you have a rule of thumb on, say, an improved draft status for a player to return? So, like, for instance, Michael Bennett probably is not going to improve his draft status much if he were to return. Do you have a rule of thumb?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, Jim. And I think different people have different philosophies on it. And there are three main factors involved, right? There's obviously the injury risk or performance risk of staying in school. Then there is the financial opportunity if you stay in school and improve your draft stock. And then there's one that I think we've touched on before, which is the organizational commitment. And I think people have different opinions on that. But if you're drafted in the third, fourth, fifth round, you're pretty much definitely going to be on the team that first year. But that's really it. And they don't necessarily have designs on you. They're not counting on you to play. You're going to have to sort of show that you earn your opportunity to play, or maybe there's an injury in front of you. If you're a first or second round pick, number one, you get more money. And number two, you're going to be on the team for 2 years. And you're going to more than likely, Jim, get a chance to play. So I mention that because I think that that is important and something that people should consider when they're making these decisions. I think it is a factor. I think if you're looking at if you've got, I guess, a lot of confidence in your ability, then you should still probably go with when you're a third, fourth, fifth round pick and start making money. The sooner you start making the money, the better. And the closer you get to your free agency, if you're that confident in yourself, right? But if you want a little bit more security, in terms of your pro potential and opportunities, then you might want to go back to school if you think you can improve to a first or second round pick. You know, it's interesting. I have not done as much research yet, Jim, as I will, right? But as an example, you know, I know that there were some people that said, a year ago that they felt like Michael Bennett would be a third, fourth, fifth round pick, something like that, if he had left school. And He didn't. He returned to school. And I had one team, I know for a fact, I had one team tell me that they had a third round grade on him. He returned to Penn State this year. And it's interesting because I don't feel like I don't feel like I'm hearing as much about him. You know, like he's not at the Senior Bowl. Or maybe he's not at the Senior Bowl, correct?
You know what? I don't think so, but I don't know for sure, to be honest with you, Ross.
I need to check that because I thought he had been invited. I just haven't heard his name down there at all in terms of, you know, what he's been able to accomplish. At any rate, though, it doesn't feel like he really improved his stock. And so he came back to Penn State, obviously some more wear and tear on his body. And I don't think he's going to get drafted any higher than he would have if he had left school a year ago. And so now he's got another year of wear and tear on his body and a year where he did not get paid when he could have been getting paid. Now, I think that perhaps he thought if he had a, and I do not believe he's there. I think that perhaps he thought that if he had a really good year, he would be able to go and, you know, be able to parlay that, maybe being a second round pick. I think he probably knew he wouldn't be a first round pick, but maybe move up to be a second round pick. And that didn't really happen for him. And so that's just something to keep in mind where, you know, perhaps he doesn't, you know, didn't make the right decision by coming back to school.
Well, and I would imagine that part of that is positional. At center, you're not going to be, you know, a high first-round pick typically. But let's get into some of the other players, Ross. I find it really intriguing at the safety position because there were two players there, Jaquan Brisker, Lamont Wade. Both had a decision to make. Brisker decides to return. Wade does not. Tell me about those two decisions.
Well, so I think, you know, Brisker being a junior college transfer and only being able to play 2 years, and really, he didn't play that much his first year. So I think he believes, you know, with the year he had this year, that he can go into next year with some buzz and he's got the physical ability to maybe be a late first round pick or a second round pick, or at worst, maybe a third round pick, because it usually takes those junior college guys a second year to really be comfortable. And he clearly was comfortable this past year and he played like it. So I think he realized the value of, if I go back, you know, maybe now he'd be like a fourth to sixth round pick, Jim. But if he goes back, maybe he can be late first. Maybe he can be second or third. Maybe he can have a great year. So I think that makes a lot of sense for Jaquan Brisker. And I would have recommended that to him as well. The flip side is, and by the way, Brisker's a guy that I remember seeing something online that he had gotten invited to the combine and to the Senior Bowl. Yeah.
Yes, I do know. He was. That gave us all the impression that he was probably leaving.
Right. And then for Lamont Wade, I just think Lamont Wade, I don't think he's going to get any better. Yeah, I don't think he could really improve his draft stock. I think he's done what he could do with his physical ability. He wants to give it a shot, see if he can, you know, make a roster. I don't think he'll get drafted, but I think he can, you know, get signed, get into a camp and try to impress people, you know, during training camp and maybe on special teams. And if they have preseason games, maybe preseason games. But I kind of think that's where Lamont Wade is. Whereas unlike Jaquan Brisker, who I think because of his physical ability and because of how he improved this past year, has a real opportunity to potentially get drafted higher and have a greater organizational commitment to him, as well as get more money. I think, conversely, you know, Lamont Wade is just like, you know what? I'm not, you know, I've played 4 years here. I'm not really going to be able to improve my stock anymore. I need to just go and see if I can make a team or not. And I agree with him. I don't think coming back would be a good move for him.
He is what he is. Okay, let's quickly hit some of these other guys. Jason Oway created a lot of conversation, got all the physical tools, but he's coming off a zero sack season.
Right, and there are very different reports on Oway. You know, I believe Mel Kiper, Jim, was critical of his decision to come out and said,
yes,
like, you got to be more productive. But people that really study his physical ability and study the tape, like Dane Brugler from The Athletic, who I really, really respect and think he's really good at it, he has him as a first-round pick. He has him as a late first-round pick. So it's hard to ever tell a guy to come back if they're considered a first-round pick. I mean, you really can't do that.
Okay, let's hit a couple of other names real quick. Jahan Dotson, I was a bit surprised that he came back. And staying on the offensive side, Rasheed Walker, left tackle, could have gone if he wanted to, also decided to stay.
Right. Dotson is a little bit surprising to me because, you know, I'm not sure how much more he'll be able to do next year that he did this year. I think, though, there's so many good receivers coming out this year. When you think of Elijah Moore from Ole Miss, let alone, you know, all the Clemson kids, Amari Rodgers and Cornell Powell, and the Alabama kids are like top 10 picks, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith. I think he wanted to go into next year being talked about like those guys. I mean, the LSU kids, Terrace Marshall. I think he wanted to go into next year being talked about as those guys and give him a chance to be ranked one of the top 10 receivers going into next year. And that made sense to me. As for Rasheed Walker, he didn't have a good enough year. You know, I mean, he needed to have a better year. He needed to have a more dominant year for him to go pro. He's not a top 100 player. And so I think he made the right decision in coming back because he has the physical ability to be a top 100 player.
And he has that position of left tackle, which can get him into the high part of the draft. All right, that is it for quarter number two. Stay tuned. Next segment, we are going to ask Ross.
DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KSN. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.